Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Looking good. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. September 21st. This is 1 week from today at AT&T Park. If you would like to go, please call now. 800-400-3697. Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. Win those tickets. All right. We were actually just last hour talking about The Voice. Mm-hmm. And one of the judges on there for the last couple seasons, two seasons, one season?
Yes.
One or two? Well,
oh, because we're making the announcement?
We're making the announcement.
Oh, okay, yes. It's been at least one season, but I think she's already on for the next one.
Uh-huh.
But
which starts in a week or so.
Her first season was excellent, though.
Yes, and her name is Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So Kelly Clarkson is amazing. If you've ever seen her live, you
so
know.
Oh, good.
She did a short set for us at a summer thing a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to God, like, my jaw was on the floor the whole time. Like, she just killed it. She was so good. Just amazing singer. So, and of course, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Like, you've heard the Kelly Clarkson hits. Like, she's amazing. There it is. So she's, can I say when the show is and everything? Because we'll have tickets
yes,
at 8:30. So if you're a big Kelly Clarkson fan, you're going to want to be here at 8:30 for your first chance to win these. The tickets for the show actually go on sale Monday, September 24th, so a week and a half from now. But she is going to be at Oracle on January 24th. So today, 8:30 in the morning. Oh, and also at 10:30 and 2, but mostly at 8:30. That's when we want you here. You'll have your chance to win a pair of tickets long before you can even buy them. I wanna be with you, and I never felt that way since you've been gone. I can't breathe for the first time. All right.
Yeah.
New music today. It's Friday, and that's what we do here. Speaking of people who did great on American Idol, Carrie Underwood won her season, didn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, she's got a new record out today. It's her sixth album.
Is that right?
It's called Cry Pretty. The artwork is actually really good. It's her, and she's crying like purple tears, like spangling out of her eyes. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Cry Pretty by Carrie Underwood. It's her sixth album. I think we've heard the song Love Wins. Didn't she send that one out? And she also does a song on there with Ludacris called The Champion, which is it was the opening theme of the last Super Bowl. So those two songs are on there. What did you grab?
I think you've also heard Cry Pretty, the title track.
Oh, okay. Oh, isn't that pretty? She's a good singer.
Yeah, she is.
You can't really argue with it. I don't love country music, but she's great. She's the Jesus Take the Wheel lady, right?
She is. Yeah, I was looking to see if she had a Christian song on this album.
Well, does she or not?
Well, there's a song called Kingdom, but I haven't been able to hear it yet.
Oh, nice.
Take it from my hands. On my own.
And what's the other one?
I prefer Bust the Windows Out Your Car.
Oh, before. I think it's called Before He Cheats. Oh. Get that one. Let's play all her old hits. Screw these new songs.
Right, Vinny?
I love the way Hooman loves to sing, and he goes for it, and then the music drops out, and he's just flat. But it's great. He's going
look,
for it.
Singing feels great. All right, play that one where she took a snug at the boat headlights. Right, Yuzi?
That's right, baby.
Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. That one's not Carrie, but
it's
you know, close enough. All right, so back to the Cry Pretty record. So we heard the title track. What else did you grab off of this new record?
Here is Carrie? Love Wins.
A love. That's pretty, you know, nice sentiment for sure. I hate country music, but she's good. All right, give me another one.
I love country.
Here's End Up With
Don't.
You.
Don't. Wilco's not country. Go ahead.
End Up With You. Right.
That's the same song.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
He's like, that sounds exactly like that other one. All right, that's nice. I mean, she's great.
Yeah.
Every one of those is a hit, I'm sure of it.
I didn't grab the Ludacris one, but do you want to hear it?
Okay. Well, right. We've heard it, right? This is, you said it was the Super Bowl theme for this past year?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Here it is.
Ooh. Where's the Ludacris part? Is there a ludicrous part?
Yes, there is. Can we jump ahead?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I like to see a little. Oh, nice. Yeah. Woo! It's the Super Bowl.
I like it.
That's a good one. Boy, that's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I like the marriage of rap and country.
Lose myself, but it's pretty good.
Sure. Right.
You know that one, right?
I agree. I actually agree with you. It is no lose myself.
Like, you want to get amped for something. That's the one.
Play that one.
A Losers by Eminem?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who sings on that? Is it Rihanna?
I don't know. I just know that rap is like...
She does some song with him, but I don't know if it's this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, give me a second. I just want to make sure that...
No, you know what?
Oh,
I
you know
actually
what?
Don't play
we should,
it.
Don't
do not play
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Don't Why
play
not?
It.
There's language. Because there's language.
Know,
there's no way.
I think I have...
It's
not
okay.
worth
it's
it.
So we're moving on.
Never
I'm
mind.
Take,
moving.
I'm
don't
risk.
Do it.
You got
Stop
other songs.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse spaghetti. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down.
You know this.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, there's no chick singing on this. I thought that I was picturing
not,
chicks.
No.
And...
I was just referring to the rappers segment where he's trying to,
yeah,
I don't know.
Build you.
Motivate.
It's like, oh my. Well, you do get that, like, that crush feeling like, I gotta do this.
Right.
Like, there's no excuses. I'm going. All right, that's good. What's the one? Am I thinking of Love the Way You Lie?
Probably. Is that, I think it's Rihanna.
Rihanna and, is that, that's Eminem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great
Man,
song.
Man, Rihanna, much like Nicki Minaj, who put out an album and it just didn't go, Rihanna's last album didn't really happen either.
And I liked it better than anything else I'd heard from her.
Oh, really?
I did. Well, it was very soulful and... Cause I like the way you like. All right. Moving on to the second album that we're
going
to talk about today. I'm always like, oh, we'll probably get right through the music. Probably won't take long. I'll get to
By the
stories.
Way, there's one that I really hope you don't miss.
Well, say what it is.
I don't want to say yet.
Just say it because that way we can make sure we get to it.
There's a band that Jane loves. Do you have it on your list?
What is it?
It's Pale Waves.
No, Pale Waves is not on my list and was not on iTunes this morning.
What?
Yeah, we looked. I looked at the whole list this morning. I would have noticed Pale Waves. Is it new today? You got it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it on iTunes.
What is it called, the album? What is it
called? My Mind Makes Noises.
Yep, I see it right here.
Hold on, I'm looking at this.
I don't see. Okay, there's only a few songs that are explicit, so they say. Here's the popular one. It's called.
We've gotta do it for Jane.
It's called "There's a Honey."
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's
you know what?
It's
That's
not
explicit
in the,
too. Actually,
yeah,
I'm gonna stop
it's
there.
It's not in the.
That one's explicit too.
You have to go to the next link to get to the Pale Wave. If you're looking
That's one of Jane's favorite bands. So as you guys started to do the list, I was thinking, I wonder if they'll remember to do Pale Ways.
Well, I would have remembered if it had been on my list, but it's not. It's not on the list that I get sent, and it wasn't. It's not on the front page of the new music on iTunes.
Our music picker, Jane.
Yeah, this is her pick.
She loves
them. Is there
them.
Anything there that's like safe for radio that we can give
doesn't
her?
Doesn't look like
it. I'm looking at it right now. Let me I'm going to go back real quick, and here it is, Art. Here you go.
That's a funny beat in there. That's neat. She's saying, I'm not sure that you want me.
Exactly. I'm not sure that you'd want
me. I'm not sure that you want me. That's nice. Jane has good taste in music. There's a good Charlotte record out tonight. Today, or this morning, whatever time it is.
Those guys are now, in my mind, that's Cameron Diaz's husband.
Right. Is it Benji Madden?
I don't know which one, but...
Yeah.
And then the other one's married to Nicole Richie, right?
Joel?
Are they still married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
Married.
I don't know.
I think we had read they were having problems, but they're still married.
So Good Charlotte has a song on here called Did You Grab Prayers by any chance? It's supposedly a commentary on the culture surrounding the phrase thoughts and prayers. Generation RX is the name of the record. What'd you grab?
Here is Prayers.
All right. All right.
Hooman's not going to like that one.
No, he's not. Mm. You're not a thoughts and prayers guy, though. You're an auction guy. Come on. Do something. All right, what else? There are people who just freaking love Good Charlotte.
Oh, they're... Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
They tapped out Rich. I mean, they're back now, but they were not... They were done.
No, I haven't heard a new Good Charlotte. I don't even know when their last record came out. Go ahead. What else?
The next one's called Generation.
Oh, how emotional. Well, that's neat.
One
that
more.
That little background thing.
And then it stops. That's all I got right now.
Oh.
That was Good Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that effect, the secondary voice or whatever, if that was an effect or something. That was neat. Like, I wonder if that's his voice through a voice changer or something. Like, when he starts singing, it's such a neat sound. All right, what else did you grab?
Yeah, it sounds like just a double.
Just somebody else singing?
The next one's called Cold Song.
He sounds like Stephen Jenkins in that song. It's
funny.
You
think?
Yeah, just like all of a sudden
As you said that, I went, yep.
All right, sounds like a solid record. They're a pretty solid band.
And... Looks like they were on James Corden last night doing some funny bits with none other than Dr. Phil.
Oh.
What?
What does that mean?
Some bit about him saying, you know how they're good, Charlotte? He wants to make them great, Charlotte. Oh. Like a whole thing going
make
on.
Make Charlotte great again. I see. Thanks. Tori Kelly has a record out today, Hiding Place. Got a couple guests I've never heard of either. Kirk Franklin and Lecrae. I don't know them.
Oh, those are Christian artists.
Oh.
So is Tori Kelly a Christian singer?
I feel like I hear her name.
Like, she's guest. We see her in guest spots on a lot of other people's stuff. Like, Tori Kelly is like one of those names. I'm like, I know who that is.
Well, it looks like she started on YouTube at the age of 14.
Oh.
She's now 25.
Yeah, I definitely know who Lecrae is. He's a Christian rapper.
All right.
You like him?
Christian.
He's all right.
You got a Lecrae album?
I don't have an album.
All right, let's hear what Hiding Place, the new Tori Kelly album, sounds like.
All right, this one's called Help Us to Love.
Oh, sounds Christian.
Mm. Yeah.
She's like a long-haired blonde chick, isn't she?
She just, that's a proverb she just put in her song lyrics. There's a friend that stays closer than a brother.
She has a lot of soul.
You
sounds
like that?
Good.
Well, I recognize it, so yes, I do.
All right,
give me another one.
I'll pull the one with Lecrae, since he likes him.
This is cool. It sounds like Stevie Wonder could be singing this. Like the... Sharia Amar, I adore.
Where's Lecrae? Pop him in.
Like, I don't...
Stevie Wonder should sue her.
No.
So Vince stole my sound.
Let me jump around for Lecrae.
All right, we're jumping around now. That's what's happening.
Wait for it.
People are asking, what was the name of the one?
All right, here it is.
Never. Come on. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of cool, especially if you love Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Hey, that Jane one.
Oh, the Pale Waves?
Pale Waves. Okay. People were asking what the name
of the... Pale Waves.
Pale Waves. Yeah. Very poppy.
Very.
A lot of alternative bands, they're so poppy. I think the only reason they're alternative
is because the other alternative is rap.
Well, it's like, do you just, it's because you, how you're dressed?
I guess. I don't know.
Hair dye?
Yeah. So they must be super goth.
They've got to be.
White blonde hair, though? The Pale Waves?
I don't think so, but I can't say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jane would know.
Yeah. We'll ask Jane when she gets in. I'm sure she's already texting
us. They're pretty
goth. I'm looking them up, yeah. Yeah,
dark hair, dark makeup, all black.
Oh yeah, that's
there is a blonde in the band.
The lead singer is Jane's type.
Yeah, it's Jane's sister.
Yep.
Pain. All right, so do you have another one from Tori Kelly? Oh, you know what? Oh my God, look at the time. You've got to be kidding me. I have 30 more bands I want to get to.
Yeah,
forget
it.
Oh my God, how does this happen?
Are you gonna play another Tori Kelly song?
That's three.
No, I'm not playing another one. I'm going to give you a choice. You can pick one.
We got 3 albums out of 10 so far.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry, Bryn.
So all that work Bryn did. This is not my fault.
Sure about that.
It isn't my fault. Uriah Heep has their first record out in forever, 25th album. David Guetta has a record out. Tony Bennett and Diana Krall did a record. A Canadian rock band named Dilly Dally. Who cares? Sloth Trust.
Dilly Dally.
You want to hear Dilly Dally? Is that the one you pick?
No, I'm not picking anything. Don't play that. I don't pick. I'm not picking.
All right.
He's not picking
out of the ones you said, I would...
I still have 5 more to go. Oh. Sloth Trust out of Boston.
I like that. They're from Boston. Their name is good.
All right, there's this.
Oh, they sound great. Oh. Hey, Chrissy Hynde. I don't like that rhyme.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I love that, though. Boston alt-rock band Sloth Rust.
Oh, Sloth Rust.
Sloth Rust. The Pact is the name of the band.
How's the name of the album?
Who cares?
You know those guys?
I don't. Now I do. They're great. I love them. Oh, is this the David Guetta? There you go. All right, we're super late.
This is a Sia featuring on David Guetta. All right.
And we'll be back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'll tell you more about that. I had a whole week with Johnny, so I got to, I got a lot of backstory on that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that on the air or off?
I believe it was off the air, okay. So I'm not going to, but remind me and I'll tell you. We're all going on a boat with Johnny Mosley today. But no one cares about that because they want their Kelly Clarkson tickets,
right.
And they want them now. She is back. And Alice has your tickets. Play Walk Away. That's my favorite. Lost ya? Alice has your tickets to see Kelly Clarkson January 24th at Oracle at her Meaning of Life tour. The tickets go on sale a week from Monday, the 24th. Oh, here we go. All right, tickets are on sale Monday, September 24th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. And today at 10:30 and 2 o'clock are more chances to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. You know...
Jane, you're playing a game called... Okay, stop it now because we're late. We're so late.
You know...
Yes.
Jane picked that... Pale Waves, and a lot of people wrote in and said, hey, we love that.
Yeah. Jim, and we should be playing that.
I really do think that they're like a pop band that just, under a different music era, they would be a pop, they would have pop hits.
Right.
Like alternative used to be.
Kind of, right.
It would chart.
Sure, absolutely.
All the time. Right. I mean, it's just now rap has taken over, and that there's, so they are, well, anyway. They don't cross over the same. Anyway, check Jane out this afternoon. She's a great music picker. She's,
Jane!
She's wonderful on...
You're playing a game called...
Instagram. Here's what's happening.
It's real name.
People, do you make your bed every day?
No.
Do you make your bed every day?
John makes the bed.
Oh, so you leave...
And he cleans the house.
He sleeps in his bed. I sleep in my bed. And then in the morning, he comes in at 3:30 and gets in my bed.
And stays there till morning.
Well, then he... watches me get dressed, and then he takes the dog out, and then he goes back to that bed. So he makes two beds every morning.
Oh, that's the best. So I like getting into a made bed, but I don't make
him.
Starts
in one bed, and this is because he snores. Mm-hmm. So you've got him in that bed until you leave, and then he crosses over. Mm-hmm. Huh. I would feel like, you know, your bed is your bed, and you'd go back to your bed.
So he just stays in your bed after you until he wakes up.
Yeah, he'll go back to bed. He waits downstairs for me to get my stuff together and get in the car. And then he goes back up to that bed.
Do you have a nicer and bigger bed than him? Or
It's the best bed.
Probably the better bed.
But does your bed have food crumbs in it?
Yes.
Nope. Oh. But it does probably have dog hairs in it.
Oh, well, he loves that dog too, though.
You don't
right?
eat in bed?
Oh, yeah. I will, but not on a regular basis, no. Hmm.
You eat in bed?
No. I don't.
Never would eat in bed.
No. I don't really do anything in bed except sleep.
I'd be so rooted if I found out that someone was like eating their food.
Well, the last thing
I
want is ants in my bed.
Right.
You know?
Or in crumbs.
I have enough ants in my house that I don't need them in my bed.
Bed makers have more sex.
Oh. Is that so?
A new poll looked at the difference between bed makers and non-bed makers, and here are six stats from the survey. Bed makers have more sex. I love that speech. It was going around on Facebook, and I never got to the end of it because, you know, I get bored with everything. Yeah. But it's a man who's doing some kind of a speech. I don't know if it's the graduating class of officers at whatever...
But academy.
Whatever academy or if it's a college. But he says he's clearly a military guy. And he
like
says,
a West Point or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. But he's clearly a military guy. And he says the first thing you do every day should be make your bed. Start your day by just getting one thing right. Mm-hmm. Make your bed. And he goes on to like do this speech. But I thought he's making a great point. Like, you know, you leave your house, you've got things in order, and you go out and you tackle your day, and you got a clean, good, organized place to come home to.
Mm. We used to, when you were kids, did you? Because my dad made us make our beds before we left to school.
No, sometimes my mom would make us make them, but generally speaking, I just got up out of bed and didn't even pull the covers up. Nobody was making my bed.
I do think parents have to pick their battles. Yes. And certainly if
I don't think my parents ever went into our rooms. They were just like, oh God, that wing of the house. Forget it. Yikes.
Bed makers have more friends.
Oh.
They're more likely to say they have three or more close friends. Huh. Bed makers are also more likely to say they're a morning person.
Oh. I don't doubt that.
And less likely to hit the snooze button on average.
Well, there you go.
If you like rock music and watch Seinfeld, you're more likely to be a non-bed maker.
Oh.
Bedmakers enjoy jazz more and watch shows like House Hunters.
Oh, well, I watch House Hunters.
I know you do.
Jazz I could live without.
People who make their bed tend to describe themselves as adventurous, confident, sociable, and high maintenance.
Oh.
People can describe themselves as anything. And if anything you've seen, have you ever met those people where you're like, you don't even know yourself. Yeah. You think you're what?
Right. Oh, you're low maintenance. Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
what
so
do you mean?
Am I.
I am easygoing.
I don't really think anyone's all that low maintenance. People say that all the time. Oh, I'm really easy. I'm easy. I'll just do whatever.
Right.
No, let's not do that. Forget that. What else you got? Come on, man. You just said you'd do whatever I wanted. Oh, 10 lessons.
Oh, this is the guy. You could see why I got bored of it after a certain point. I was like, I'm over this guy. But that was his sort of
point.
He's
cutting all the pauses out, too.
Right.
Yeah, get one thing right. There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe I would make my bed if I wasn't the first one out of it.
Oh, right.
Of course, I don't make it on the weekend, and I am the last one out of it, so...
So it just stays unmade?
Yeah, it just
wait
stays
a minute.
Unmade.
So you outsleep him on the weekends?
Not always, but yeah, usually.
Wow. I thought you both just lounged around into the noon hour.
Kind of depends when I go to sleep. You know, a lot of times I pass out so early because of this job. But on Fridays, I try to go home and take a nap.
Oh, I'm napping today.
I can't. I'm getting on that boat. I'm going to be asleep at 8:25. There's no question about it.
According to a new study out of Harvard, if music has ever given you goosebumps and made the hair on your arm stand up, it's actually a sign you're thriving.
Oh, well, that's good news. That happens to me all the time. Mm-hmm. God, music just makes me so happy.
They found that 55% of people had that strong... The researchers found that about 55% of people had that strong of an emotional connection to music, and they were more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and even wealthier.
Oh, well.
Music is the best art form.
It's lovely.
For me.
I'm with you.
So I agree with what they're saying here.
Nothing
that
moves me like music does.
There's something like alive in music and a connection to it that I can't find in a painting. I can't find in a photograph. I love those other art forms, but I don't get it the same way that I get it from music, where I could... Certain music makes me feel like I'm floating.
Yeah.
Other music, the energy in it allows me to do things I wouldn't otherwise have the energy for.
Right.
It's
a total mood manager. You can cheer yourself up by putting on something that you love. And yeah, music is... And the thing is, it can be enjoyed. Whether or not you can make music, you can enjoy it. Like, I actually feel like art forms like painting and stuff, like, some people can appreciate sort of the technical, like, if they know how to paint, but then you're just looking at a painting and you walk away. Like, it's not... It doesn't get stuck in your head. You know what I mean? Like, music is... It's more than an art. It's a part of the human experience.
For sure.
No, not this. Not this.
You just ruined it.
You just ruined everything.
Well,
I take it all
about
back.
Music.
No. I'm not listening to that.
Why not?
Music isn't the only thing that gives people goosebumps, though. 25% of people said they got them when someone said, "I love you" for the first time.
Oh.
23% said it was when their child was born.
Oh, goosebumps? I'm more like, I did not get goosebumps
right.
from that.
16% said,
"Thank God it's out."
They had them when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding.
Oh, that's adorable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. This year's National Hall of Fame finalists. Oh, sorry. This year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists include Uno, the Magic 8-Ball, American Girl dolls, and the sled.
Oh, I love a sled.
Also, chutes and ladders.
How many get in?
Do they just pick one? Three.
Oh, three. Okay, keep going.
Three
chutes
of the toys will be inducted. Chalk, chutes and ladders, Masters of the Universe action figures.
That's He-Man.
Oh,
did you like that?
I did. I mean, similar
tiger
to my name.
And his He-Man lion friend.
And the Masters of the Universe.
Right. You know, I was too old for that. My little brother Nicholas was into that. Mm. And who's the skull guy?
Skeletor.
Right.
Oh, Skeletor.
I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia. And this is my little friend, Cringer. When I raise aloft my magic sword and say, "By the power of Grayskull, I have the power, He-Man." You guys know that?
No.
Thank you.
Tic-tac-toe, tickle me, Elmo.
Play it.
I like Hooman's version better.
Yeah, way better. Is that Cringer?
Yeah, he becomes the mighty Battle Cat. The most powerful man in the universe.
Oh, my God.
Electric football. Makes the list. That
electric football?
It's the worst game. If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's the worst. It should never be elected. And this is the one where you'd plug it in and the characters are all these little teeny...
And they just go...
They're magnets and they go... It's the worst. Yeah. There's no winning. There's no controlling it.
Yeah, that one sucks.
That game stinks.
I say Uno, the sled, and the chalk so far.
Okay, I'm not going to argue you.
Because hopscotch, you know? Remember playing hopscotch for hours when you were a kid?
Here's a couple fast facts for you.
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
The cougar holds the Guinness World Records for the most names.
Oh.
People call cougars over 40 different things, including mountain lion, puma, catamount, and panther.
Oh.
They ever call them MILFs?
Where's his drum?
That was
What's
a good
wrong
one.
With you?
Good one. Hey, you guys, the hotline's ringing.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your pinky is responsible for 50% of your grip.
What? I was actually just thinking the other day how I could cut my pinky off and not miss it.
Why would you be thinking that?
I don't know why. Because I was looking at what my hand would look like without a pinky.
Why?
I don't know. I was sitting somewhere. I was super bored looking at my hand, like pondering my hand for a while. I'm like, I think I can live without my pinky. It'd be kind of cool.
You
like,
need it. It's responsible for 50.
Isn't that kind of good?
No, it does. Good.
Look, doesn't that look good? Like, just like a raw knuckle there? Just
well, like... Lord knows I don't want to upset the pinkyless people of the world. But no, your hand looks best with all the stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
Indiana Jones
of your grip, huh?
Was originally going to be called Indiana Smith.
Hmm. Oh. You know, I don't, getting back to the pinky thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't buy it. When I pick up this, like, my pinky is just hanging here. And when I'm drinking a cup of tea, as you know, my pinky has nothing to do with my grip. Ooh. In fact, if anything, I don't want to see, just cut it off. Just take it off with the knuckle.
Maybe it helps balance.
Maybe. I don't know.
50% of your grip.
I'm all about this part right there. That's the grip.
The first and the thumb and first finger?
And first two fingers.
All right.
That's your grip right there. Then you pick up your, when you pick up your coffee, like that's your grip.
But that's not the strength of your grip. That's
well,
not
that's,
how you hold
it's
something.
It's too far down to be
if
opposable
I was telling
to my thumb.
You to
it's too far down.
Hold on. For dear life, you'd want your pinky involved.
It's not that. It's the fingers directly across from the thumb. That's a BS one. I'd call them BS on that one. I don't know
how to respond to that.
Just say, you're right, Sarah.
You're wrong, Sarah.
Oh, my God. Don't our say you're text, wrong. That's not the right answer.
Our text number. Oh, I'm out of time. I'll do the text right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.